Hey, it's Ken Jones with The Number, recording live from the PAM, Portland Art Museum. We down here hanging out. We got a cool guest with us up here today.
Hey, what'd it do?
I'm gonna let this guest introduce thyself.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Shrista Tyree. I'm an entertainer, host, rapper, promoter, manager. I'm kind of all of the above. What's up, what's up?
Hey, how you feeling today?
I'm great. How you doing, man?
I'm good. A little burnt out dealing with people's kids all day, but, man, you know, we here, we now.
Man, them kids. I ain't got no kids, so all I got to say is, those kids.
So we brought you up here. We were having a little discussion before jumping on this mic about a benefit event you got going on. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, so I'm actually about to throw a benefit hip-hop show called Justice, and that's going to be with the Gigs Live, and it's going to be live streaming at Kelly's Olympian, and so that's going to be October. You guys can check that out. We're going to have Jedi, Scooter Rogers, The Duchess, and we're actually raising money for a local BLM activist named Ariana Moorhead, and she's actually doing Fridays for Freedom, which is a youth collective that meets every Friday, and they protest and speak on the BLM movement. And currently, right now, she's actually raising money to be in Miss Black International Ambassadors pageant.
Hey.
And so that's exclusive for Black girls. And so she's short about $2,000. She's raising $5,000. She reached $3,000 because I could do math, obviously. And so if you guys are trying to support her, you can reach out to us. You can send money via Venmo or Cash App at Shrista MGMT or her GoFundMe page as well.
All right. So this event, what kind of, how did you pull this together? I mean, I know you said you're entertaining, all these things. I mean,
I am an entertainer. I know a lot of rappers around the city. I do a lot of management. I do a lot of artists, like artist management, and a lot of different things with the hip hop community to help it grow. So some people might know me, but I do run a hip hop open mic called Late Lyrics, and I ran a hip hop monthly showcase called Bossing Up. And yeah, currently we're just trying to raise some money, help her out. Let's get this going, man.
Okay. I heard in the repertoire you do comedy.
I do. I do comedy, man. I do stand-up comedy. Don't bring your kids, I'll tell you that. That's happened before. People brought their kids. I'm sorry. They're going to learn all types of stuff. But, yeah, I do stand-up comedy. Sometimes I be rapping on stage when I do stand-up, and so it kind of got me into rapping.
Oh.
They call me the blue-faced baby, you know. I'm going to take that as a compliment. I don't really care what no one says. He making it, man.
So with as far as the comedy aspect, was that something that just being a funny person, he was like, let me get a shot at this? Like, what?
Man, it happened by accident. I actually was just being, you know, just being funny just in regular life. And people kept telling me to do stand-up. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I ain't trying to do that. Like, I'm cool. And then it got to a point where, like, all my friends were rappers. And I was kind of watching them on stage a lot. And so it kind of got me to want to be on stage. And I was kind of watching, like, Mike Capes and Swiggle and all them, like, just as a fan. And I just used to watch a ton of hip-hop. And it just kind of got me, like, man, these people are right. Maybe I should try.
Hey.
I am kind of funny, man. So I actually just decided one day, and I announced it and did an open mic 3 days after announcing it. And I had never done stand-up, never looked into it, none of that. And then I ended up being kind of funny, so that was cool. I was like, thank God, because I invited a lot of people, and that would have been embarrassing if I sucked.
So just a quick, like, that going up on stage that first time, since it wasn't something that was this lifelong plan, what was that like?
Man, I was going up there just trying to have fun. So I actually ended up having, like, all my friends and family, like, just close friends and family. And so I went up there and was just having a good time. And it just ended up being funny, even though I was making fun of half my family members.
Okay.
They was like, I didn't know I was coming here for this, but okay.
I'm sure they had to make it better, too, having your people and familiar faces right there. So I was able just to bounce it off.
Exactly.
You know, circling back around to, you know, this benefit event and kind of why it got pushed, I want to ask a question before we get up out of here and get your opinion on why it's important to collaborate and lift the voices of the people around you.
Man, it really is. It's extremely important because, for one, not only her, but multiple people, many people in my life and many people out there are out there putting their life on the line every day. Black Lives Matter, and we're out there putting ourselves on the lines to spread the word. And she's only 16 years old out there spreading the word for our people, and just really trying to help everyone. And so I want to really just help her. Right. So she's doing all this to help us. Like, let's help her in return.
Yeah.
And so, like, originally when I was doing this, I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to reach out to organizations. It actually started as just organizations. And then it came down to the organizations were like, oh, you should reach out to her. She's in our organization, but she's doing something else and she doesn't have enough money. It'd be dope if you can help her.
Right.
The organization is cool. You should help her because, I mean, she's really making a difference every Friday for Fridays for Freedom. Follow them on Instagram. So it's her and multiple women, multiple men, young women out there, just
right,
helping the movement, man. And they really created something. It's really cool how Portland has stood for months now every day. And she's one of those people who are out there every day or every Friday. I know school started, so that might have changed a little bit.
Right.
But she's out there putting her life on the line because we are dying every day just for doing regular things. And so the fact that she's out there protesting at such a young age is super dope to me. And I want to make sure we can all help her in return. And all these artists on the lineup, Jedi, Scooter Rogers, The Duchess, and the DJ Deli, and me, the host, Trista Tyree, we're all doing this out of, like, just our time. We're not being paid. None of us are being paid. The proceeds are going some to the live stream, and then pretty much, like, 85% of it to her GoFundMe. So, we're just doing this to help, literally to help her. And within that, she's helping us in the long run, in the big picture. Because all them kids are like some new generation MLKs right now, and I think it's super dope what they're doing.
Well, look, you know, coming from the generations,
man,
like, this is everything.
Exactly.
And seeing that push and really lifting the youth up, I mean, that's what that is.
They're literally creating history. Like, we're in history books right now. Like, they're being written, and we're a part of it, and she's a part of it.
Right.
And it's like, she can tell her kids that she was a part of it. Like, people got to tell their kids, like, they were part of the MLK marches.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got to be a part of the Portland protest, which is becoming a dope thing, and everyone is knowing about it. This isn't some little thing in little Portland. Like, this is everywhere. Everyone knows about us.
This is the epicenter.
She's making a change, and it's dope.
Righteous. Well, we appreciate you coming up here and sitting down with us for this.
Anything, thank you for having
any
me.
Any shout outs, anything you want to get off before we hop up out of here?
Man, I'm gonna say a shout out to my team, which consists of me, and it's mainly my guy Brave and Fortunate Studios. He's been on my side this whole time since I had an idea. You say a dollar in a dream. I had an idea in a dream. And since I started, if you guys don't know him, his name is actually Echo, but yeah, he's helped me with production. He's helped me with videography, photography, and he's done all this for free for me to help me, and in return I help him. And we've just been grinding for a couple years now, and I just want to shout out to him because he's really just had my back. And let's go.
All right.
That's all I got. And shout out to my mama, I guess, because I don't want her to cuss me out for not giving her a shout out.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
We catch up with y'all.